to build anything in alignment with your vision will take far more intentionality than building something just by happenstance. Entrepreneurs shouldn't be stuck. It's unnecessary, it's frustrating, and unfortunately, it's where most of us end up landing.
Your business should serve you, your dreams, and the future you set out to create.
So let's destroy the myth that you have to work 60, 80, or 120 hours a week in order to make your dreams a reality. I'm Jay.
And I'm India. This is the Marketing Breakthrough Podcast.
Let's get to it. When it comes to creating something, whether it's a business, whether it's our life, whether it's, you know, whatever it is that we do, our relationships, our time together, vacations, it's really easy to create something by accident, to create something on accident. Far more difficult is that of creating something with intentionality and creating the actual vision that we want to see happen. And what I mean by that is we can accept tasks and challenges that just happen to us. But to be able to seek out and have those challenges find us that we want to find us, or those things that we want to come to us, that's far more difficult. So an example of this, a very practical example, is that we had a marketing agency that we built on accident. It was an entire business built on accident. And so it started with India.
Yeah. I was actually approached at random by a friend of ours, which I didn't even know what he did at the time. And he said, "Hey, do you want to manage a website for a TV show that I work for?" And I was like, "Oh, that's interesting. I don't know."
And no.
Yeah, I didn't really want to do that. But then as we continued talking about it, we took some time to really think things through. And we realized that combining your skills and my skills, we actually had the makings of a marketing agency.
Yeah, because a few months after that, so I guess I pushed for you to dive into the web design and web development side of that and maintain that website a little bit. And then
I was just super afraid.
Yeah. And I think it was mostly fear that held you back.
Yeah.
And so we pushed for that. We finally did that for a couple of months. And then we got approached by somebody who was in real estate who asked us to do videography. And then photography kind of played into that naturally. And we started doing a little bit of the marketing. And then around the same time period, we got approached by a custom home builder that wanted us to run all of his marketing. And he said, I want to know that my marketing's happening. I never want to think about it. I just want it to be done. And I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. And so all of these things, it wasn't intentional that I didn't set out to do any one of these things. It just came to me. Like the idea, the suggestion came to me from somebody else, and I thought, oh, that could be fun. Sure, I'll take that on. And then something else came up and was like, sure, we'll take that on. And then all of a sudden, we had built this whole agency, and it had been built on accident.
Yeah, we started saying yes and to everything.
Yeah,
we can do that. And it was
fun. And we can do this. And we built out this, I'll call it a mess of...
It's very broad.
We had so many things that we could add on. We could continuously add in new things. And it was fun to some extent. But it got to a point where we didn't have a specific industry that we were focused on. We didn't have a specific niche. And we were thinking about, okay, well, where do we want to go with this? Where do we want to take this? And honestly, a lot of what happened was that accidental nature of the business started getting in the way of life. And it wasn't a schedule that was built the way that we wanted it to be built. It wasn't a lifestyle that we really wanted. And long term, it wasn't as, I mean, I'll call it, it was sustainable. But for us and the goals and the dreams that we had for our future and our vision and our life as a family, it didn't fit the way that we wanted it to.
Well, I remember when we started, even when we were dating, we had wanted to create something that allowed us to both spend time with our kids, not just me or not just you. It allowed us to travel, to experience life. And then it provided the finances to do the things that we wanted to do. And staying with the agency, it would have taken us years to be able to create the systems and create the production level that we needed to create in order to stay relevant. And, you know, we needed to increase our own personal knowledge. We needed to hire people. We needed to grow. And then it would have been, you know, you fast forward 10, 15, 20 years, and then we would have been able to step away. And that wasn't what we wanted in that timeline. So I like how you say it wasn't, it just wasn't sustainable for us.
Yeah.
For the goals that we had set out.
Yeah. And so you look at that as the accidental versus intentional side. Mm-hmm. And anything relatively can happen by accident. And that's why they call it an accident, right? There's a crash, an automobile crash, and it's called an accident. It's because it wasn't intentional. The majority of the time, an accident is not intentional. There's a whole list of things in life that can happen by accident, right? Somebody trips and falls and they had an accident. Like, you know, you have elderly people and they trip and they break something and it was an accident, right? It wasn't intentional, and it was all happenstance. And I believe that we're always fighting against happenstance because happenstance just exists. It's just there.
Oh, it's so easy to give into, though.
So easy to fall. I mean, it can be a rut, really.
Oh, yeah. Rut is exactly the right word because it's safe there. It's simple there. You don't have to try hard. You don't have to stress out. You don't have to push yourself. You don't have to really do anything. You just wake up in the morning whenever you want to. You live your life. You eat whatever's there. Then you go to bed. Honestly, that's the life of a kid. I'm jealous now. But still, I'm just living your life by happenstance. It's so easy. But then if you live your life with intentionality, you get so much more out of it.
Absolutely.
And finding the balance, because I want to acknowledge too, is that we're not saying that happenstance is bad.
No.
There is a sweet spot to discover between intentionality and control and happenstance, and being able to foster both, to be able to create boundaries and goals and all these things within that level of intentionality, while also being able to receive things when happenstance comes upon you.
Yeah, there's a level of being able to be flexible, to mm-hmm. the go with the flow, being able to be spontaneous. And I mean, even as we record this, we're traveling in our trailer through the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
And people have asked, where are you going? What's your plan? And we have very little plan. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. We have intentionality of we have places that we can be, places that we might be, a schedule that we might follow somewhat. But if things change, then it's completely fine. Even from week to week, we don't know exactly where we're staying at or where we'll be. So there's flexibility, but we still have intentionality to our schedule. And I think you and I were talking recently about the conversation last year of when we had left, and then we came back and we started talking to some of these people that were back home, and they mm-hmm. had, and people that had stuck around home. And one of the things that they had said when we said, hey, what did you do this summer? And then people said, oh, well, we did, you know, this. Like, people would have like one thing to talk about, mm-hmm. one thing that was notable. And what was the interesting takeaway that most people had been doing throughout the rest? Because we spent 4 months away.
Yeah, I think the thing that surprised me the most was this realization that not much had been accomplished in that 4 months of time. And it wasn't, I'm no go-getter, like dive in, yeah, you know, person. Like, I definitely need to be driven by someone else or another force in order to get stuff done. Like, that is 100% me. That being said, I was surprised because I thought, oh, like that was it. That's all that happened. Like, our community didn't change. No businesses had shifted. Nothing had like grown. There was, we had felt such great change and impact on our lives in that 4 months of time that then to not see any of that reflected in our community, it was kind of shell shocking. Like, it was different.
Yeah. And there were a few people that were like, yeah, we pretty much just stuck around home and watched shows, and we just, you know, sat on the couch and went to the lake once, but that was about it. And
it made me realize how easy I fall into that when I just stay home or I don't build that intentionality out in my everyday life. And actually, it made me really thankful that we had left, because I would have done exactly the same thing had we not left.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's easy to fall into. Like, living on the road and traveling around in an RV is definitely a different speed of life. It's interesting because there's always something to do, because it's not just your same hometown. It's not just where you live. So you don't get used to the things that are around you because you're constantly moving around. Things are changing. The scenery, the backdrop, all that stuff is changing. But there's a level of intentionality that goes along with choosing that this is what I'm going to do with my life. This is what I'm going to do with my summer. This is what I'm going to do. I mean, we're talking in our business about helping other businesses, right? Mm-hmm. We're talking to entrepreneurs. So there's intentionality with creating your business the way that you want to create your business. And so we use the example of the business that we created on accident. We've created a business now with a lot of intentionality, with a lot of freedom, with a lot of flexibility, and where we can serve people on a level that we never could before. Because one of the things that we enjoy doing more than anything is helping other people grow and develop their businesses and their skill sets, and to be able to find what they're really passionate about. So that business, that whole thing, I mean, that's taken time to shift and to create schedule now that has hyper-focused intentionality to it. And to create those things on accident doesn't take much focus, because again, it's an accident.
Well, finding that sweet spot, it is so important, because you can take advantage of the happenstance that comes around with a level of intentionality. Mm-hmm. And so to explain a little bit more, is I there's this form of thinking that I've been pondering this for quite a while now, that if you choose to press into your passions and your skill set and really harness who you are and what makes you as an individual unique and you know, gets you going, it gets you excited, and you're really, really good at that certain area. If you press into that with that level of intentionality and almost like niche down in just who you are as a person, then you will, as you're following along your journey, instead of it being a straight path, it will end up being a little bit more jagged, and you will bounce from one here area, then over here to another area, and then back to this area, and then over, and you continue on. It almost becomes more jagged, right? But in the long run, that will become the ideal journey for you and that path, because happenstance will then provide the perfect path for you, because you have just pressed into that passion and that goal that way.
Yeah. I think that's good. And it's a great analogy, because there needs to be room for that happenstance. It needs to be okay. We can't be so, you know, close-fisted to be to the point where we're like, nope, nothing can change outside of my control, because there are opportunities. There are people that we've met that have changed our lives that we weren't planning to meet. Mm-hmm. There are people that we've talked to and had conversations with where we've had opportunities to do something that we never would have thought about. And so we need to be open enough to those things. But at the same time, we can still grow with that intentionality of saying, this is the vision that I see for my business. This is the vision that I see that I want to create for my life. And this is how my business fits into that. But there have been so many times in my life where I've let my focus, my vision, get away from me and to start going, okay, well, I guess I just need to go to the office. I need to spend 8, 10, 12 hours at the office, and the 3-4 hours worth of projects that I have just kind of fill that space that I've allotted. And there's not intentionality. I just missed out. I literally have come home before and thought, man, I just missed out on time with my kids. I just missed out on time with my wife. We could have done something way more fun than me sitting at the office and working on these projects. And if I would have been more focused, I could have had them done far sooner.
Having intentionality in your business, it, especially when you're creating the foundations. And I don't want to say, I think it's easy, sorry, to clarify. I think it's easy to assume that those foundations are laid in the beginning of starting your business, but that's not actually true. That's why the analogy of foundation totally breaks down. But just this acknowledgement that those foundations, that structure will be ever changing. But if you stick to that change, once it has changed, then you're like, okay, then this is what it's going to be. So my example is that your ideal customer is going to shift and change. And you will create a profile, or you will have an idea of who this person is in your head, and that will be great. But there is always continual fine-tuning, adjusting, and changing in order to find that perfect person, because humans change. Because you change, because your circle changes, life changes, happenstance comes about. And so adjusting that ideal customer profile, then you have the profile, you use it with intentionality, and you create these systems around it. You lay that quote unquote foundation. Yeah. And so having that level of intentionality in that stage of your business, and I shouldn't say stage, within that foundation, having that intentionality will then allow you to have a lot of freedom elsewhere. And that fosters creativity, that fosters spontaneity, that allows you to just make decisions as they come up and like, oh, that would be fun. That's not something that I normally do, but sure, why not? Because you've already created this structure that is functioning as its own machine. And so it allows you to think outside of the box.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that intentionality comes into, when you talk about ideal customer, the niche plays into that perfectly. Mm-hmm. And back to the example I used of starting a marketing agency is, we had so many industries that we were serving that we didn't focus on one specific niche. And that was one of the big mistakes that I made, because I didn't want to alienate anybody. But with that lack of intentionality, I alienated a lot of people. And I pushed a lot of people out because of that. And if I would have been more confident and been more willing to focus on a niche, it would have changed things dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Or dramatically, as I've said before.
Well, recognizing that it wasn't, I guess alienate sounds like such a strong word. It wasn't like, oh, I don't like you anymore. Not like that, but in the sense that they would see what we offered and it was so broad. And the clientele that we were working with was so broad. They're like, well, how do I fit in there?
Yeah, nobody knew how they fit.
Does that make sense? And it was confusing what we did. And I remember spending hours creating quotes for people. But I shouldn't need to do that. It should just be really simple and really understandable.
Yeah. And so that intentionality just got away from me. But in this case, like, if you can create your niche, your focus, your industry, who you want to work with, what you do with hyper-focused intentionality instead of just allowing it to be on accident. If I ask you to do something that's outside of your scope, you should say no.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to confidently say no. And if somebody says, do you do that? And if you can't say yes really quickly and you have to go, yeah, we could make that work, then it probably is outside of what you do, mm-hmm. unless you're looking to pivot your niche, which is a completely different conversation.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the focus here, the conversation that we've been having, is accidental versus intentional. And if we can help you with one thing, it is please be intentional with what you are doing. Please be intentional with what you want to create for your life. Create out a vision board. Create out. We do a lot. We do goal mapping with our clients, and where we go through and we don't not only set goals, but we also map out how we're going to achieve those. And when it comes to your life, how is it that you're going to create this vision that you have? I mean, if fitness is a priority, then that needs to stay a priority. And regardless of how busy you get, that stays a priority. If travel is a priority, then that stays a priority. And we don't let things, there are seasons, there are times when things have to change and shift and adjust a little bit, and we have to make room for other things. But those priorities, we need to intentionally keep them in front of us. And with that, if this has been helpful for you, I would ask, will you share this with somebody else that this might be beneficial for? It is really easy as entrepreneurs to create businesses that aren't as intentional as we want them to be, or people that start to become discouraged as a result of things just happening. And in order to create an entrepreneurial community that is intentional and focused on their future and creating an alignment with their goals and their vision, their dreams, and being able to be fulfilled, I think that sometimes there are moments where people just need pieces of encouragement like this, that it can be done, even mm-hmm. if it means a shift, a realignment, an adjustment in the business. So if you would share this with somebody, I know that I've had books and podcasts that have been recommended to me that have changed my life. And if there's somebody that might get some sort of wisdom, value, help out of this, would you please share it with them? Marketing Breakthrough is a community of entrepreneurs with a vision of creating meaningful, sustainable businesses that allow freedom, fun, and adventure in their lives.
Time is the only resource you can't get more of, so we believe in finding a way to achieve our entrepreneurial dreams with freedom in mind.
We've designed this resource hub of tools, tricks, and techniques to grow your business and live the life that you set out to create.